Hi everyone, Alex here. Just taking a moment to let you know that this episode's sponsor is the Stormlight Archive Volume 4, Rhythm of War, by internationally best-selling author Brandon Sanderson. The Stormlight universe is as wild as it is large, from the labyrinthine trench city of Yador to the constant shallows of the Pure Lake and the magic battered slopes of the Shattered Plains. Spirits and knights, scholars and demons, enchanted swords, and even the gods themselves all march towards a magical showdown in this newest Stormlight Archive volume, Rhythm of War. This fourth volume ramps up the tensions that Sanderson began with his New York Times bestsellers The Way of Kings, Words of Radiance and Oathbringer, leading everyone to choose a side, and it's available to purchase right now. Search for Rhythm of War or visit the link in this episode's description and get started on your own epic journey, knowing that at the same time you're helping to support your favourite horror podcast. Thanks.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 188, Center of Attention.
Much longer? Feels like we've been walking through suburbs forever.
Well, quite. Ah, right, okay. Literal suburban hellscape then.
Yes. Endless cookie-cutter housing. Impersonal. Alienating. A common expression of the lonely even before the world went to hell.
I guess. Seems a bit, I don't know, a bit tame compared to some of the other stuff, though.
I mean, not to be, that isn't exactly a surprise, is it? That the lonely seems comfortable to you?
Guess not.
But if you think there's a lack of violence or suffering, then I'm afraid you're mistaken. There's plenty, it's just hidden. Trapped behind identical doors and down silent streets of unknown neighbours. The suffering here is deep. And it's private.
Okay, yeah, I get it. So, I guess we're looking for an empty house? Somewhere to unburden yourself?
Actually, no. Helen, the distortion, turns out that was a lot of fear for the eye, and,
You're still full?
I suppose that's one way to put it.
You still haven't really explained what happened there.
She tried to trap me in the corridors, so I destroyed her.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, why?
Probably because I told her I was going to kill her.
Yeah, that'd do it. Was it that bad in there?
There were a lot of people suffering.
But that's not why you did it.
She was too dangerous. She was only ever playing us.
So all that talk of wanting to be friends, she was just, what, lying?
No, that was real. She did want to be friends, but she also wanted us suspicious, off-balance, uncomfortable. She wanted to be able to hurt us.
I mean, a bit of a contradiction, surely.
Is it? She wanted to be our friend, she just didn't want to be a good friend.